It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You're starting to think about football, right? Starting to think about the Bears. You're starting to think about the NFL.
Did that about a month ago.
I know we want to get into the NBA Finals, but I want to let you know we're thinking about football, too, and we have already organized the 16th Annual Fantasy Football Convention. It's all presented by Miller Lite. We're back at 115 Bourbon Street. You should be back with us, too. Tickets are just $20. You can buy them on ESPNChicagoFFC.com. It's going to be a party, ESPNChicagoFFC.com. The date is August 21st. That's a Saturday, so we'll get there like mid-morning. We'll have all the information you need, all the fantasy football tips you can handle. Field Yates is outstanding. He's going to fly into town, talk about the Bears, talk about fantasy football and your drafts, take your questions.
You know what I think we need to do as well? We need to have, because a lot of people that will be there will be potentially asked to be in a commissioner's role. We should have a seminar on to be a fantasy football commissioner.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah. Right. And Meller should sit in the audience. Right. Or he could give the don'ts. When we do the do's and don'ts of being a commissioner, if you accept the commissioner's role, don't bellyache that you had to be the commissioner.
I'm not intentionally looking to pick a scab. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm paid now.
I'm just saying that over the course of this entire day, we're going to hit on a number of things.
Yes.
There may be at least maybe a 20-minute seminar on how to be a quality fantasy football commissioner in your league.
We got to do the picking of the fantasy football team names in the future for fantasy football tickets like we've done in the past. That's always been successful.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that. We also have a gambling seminar for you. The guys from Prop Swap will be in town. Mike North, Carmen DeFalco, the odds couple will be there to talk. I'm not positive that it had been suggested that maybe we're going to record a live edition of Crosstalk Unhinged. There's going to be a lot of new things. You're going to be put into a league. And then the Bears are playing that day.
Yeah.
So we get there mid-morning. That game starts at noon. And this is not just any preseason game. A, we get lots of Justin Fields, mm-hmm. right? This is the first preseason I'm looking forward to. What do you mean you think so? If he's not going to play in the regular season, I mean, he's got to play.
You make it sound like common sense rules the day up there. I hope so. I don't know.
That's when he's going to get his reps,
okay.
right?
I hope you take over control of the Bears' coaching duties then. Because anytime that you assume something's going to happen, I need to hit you with the cold water. Because usually the common sense move doesn't normally take place.
They can F that up too, can they? They're not, I mean, they're going to take a new rookie and they're not going to play him. I don't think we're going to get a whole thing of Justin Fields.
I would think
many
so as
series
well,
of
but
Justin
I don't
Fields.
Know. Look, Andy Dalton, this is his first spin with this team.
Well, they may be giving him a ton. Up to speed.
Listen.
Four quarters of Andy Dalton and then Nick Foles.
Like, did you go into a time machine and like forget all of the nonsensical moves that have taken place by that group up
there? I would think with only three preseason games.
I don't know if
there'll
be
one last.
Could be game three where he gets all of his run.
We better get lots and lots of Justin Fields.
You have become a trusting fellow when it comes to your Chicago Bears, and I don't know why.
So I think I'll make the prediction now that it's going to be lots of Justin Fields versus Mitch Trubisky in this game. It's Bears-Bills. So the point of all this is not to get into our Bears conversation yet, but to buy tickets for the Fantasy Football Convention. It's also brought to you by Prop Swap, Hooters, Bettenhausen Automotive, and 3Chi. Again, the website to buy your tickets. ESPNChicagoFFC.com.
Get it done, people. Get it done.
What game was it, boys, when it was Warriors-Raptors NBA Finals and Kevin Durant decided to test out the Achilles? And he started off hot, and I was so excited for that. Would the even with this? I think Klay Thompson was already out. I'm not sure. I forget how that happened. But that series had my juices flowing.
Ooh, yeah.
I loved the Warriors at that time. I think I had money on the Warriors, and I was like very hopeful that KD would come back and be really good. And he started off great, and then the next thing you know, he's grabbing the Achilles. Remember when all those Toronto fans were cheering for his injury?
Yeah, that was bad. Bad sportsmanship. By the way, was that an illegal bet, or was that a legal bet at that time?
I think I had a bet with some... I think Abdallah had like a Bovada bet down
okay,
for me.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, we bet illegally through Abdallah for quite some time.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So I was so excited for that game. There wasn't a game last year that excited me before the game like I'm excited for tonight.
Okay, now I've got the Lakers won. Who'd they beat last year?
Yeah, the Miami Heat. I wasn't excited for anything. Yeah. Like, I didn't say that it wasn't good. I was happy that they were playing basketball, that we had sports. It was cool to watch. You know me, I have a little LeBron fatigue. I didn't really get going. My juices weren't flowing like it was when it was LeBron with the Cavs against the Warriors. Nothing in the bubble because of the lackluster atmosphere got me going. And you know me, I've liked having the new players. You at times have said, look, the injuries and the quality of play haven't been up to snuff. The series, it's in an environment just north of us where they haven't won in 50 years. They're playing a team that's not won at all. Giannis has come back from a knee injury that we maybe were thinking he was going to miss a few games of the NBA Finals.
Can you also say that despite him being the MVP, there were still questions, so to speak, that he was in the process of answering and has answered those questions? Giannis.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. That he's going to do it in a different way, but he's still going to be able to get it done.
Yeah.
In many different ways. And if you can't appreciate what he's been able to deliver, then you're not giving him his just due. Again, it's different than the modern NBA. He doesn't hit shots from all over the court. He doesn't hit shots from 30 feet. He gets to the hoop. He posts up. He rebounds. He finishes the alley-oop. He gets to the free throw line. You know, he's been a little bit better lately with the free throw shooting.
Yeah.
But I'm excited and I know a lot of people believe the Bucks are going to finish this off tonight. Like, can Chris Paul, who is everyone's sweetheart through three rounds of the postseason,
that's all we heard about.
You know, that he was the reason why the Suns got good this year. He was the reason why many people on the Suns took the next step. He was the reasons why they won the Western Conference Finals. To now, just a few days later, we're saying, is he going to be the reason why they lose? Can he re-find the magic that he's had with Phoenix all year? There's still a game to do it.
Yeah. I think that, first of all, I think Budenholzer did a nice job a couple of games ago making the adjustment to picking him up with Drew Holiday, you know, at full court and making him work to get up the court. Thought it was a good defensive adjustment that they made. I don't know what to expect from him because he was fantastic throughout the postseason. I think he even was, you know, pretty darn special the first couple of games that they won in Phoenix. He was a disaster in game four. A disaster in game four.
It looked like we joked. If you ever wanted to see what it would look like, I know he wasn't.
Right.
It looked like he was trying for the other team to win. Again, the old Space Jam that he had his powers taken away.
Yeah.
Jeff Van Gundy today, you know, was having none of it.
No,
he was on with Carmen and Yurko about an injury.
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of guys say. I mean, there have been a lot of guys that have been asked about whether or not, and every one of them says, listen, don't give him the easy way out. Who do we see on the jump all the time, played with the Cavs, won a title with?
Richard Jefferson?
Yes, I think Jefferson was one that was very vocal about this a couple of days ago and said, look, you can't. Just because he's had a brilliant career, you can't cut him any slack. I mean, he has not delivered, and you can't blame this on an injury.
Yeah, I have enjoyed the postseason. I've enjoyed this series. I think there's been a lot of twists, and I'm not closed-minded to think that this is over. Like I told you, I wouldn't bet on the Suns tonight. But we've seen many of these series that we all keep thinking are over. You know, you were saying before the show, a lot of the national guys, when it was too love, thought it was over for the Bucks.
Yes.
There was a lot of, you know, hey, this is over. And there was a coronation of Chris Paul and the Suns. And there were a lot of people that didn't think that this was going to be a series. The thing that has been most impressive to me about the Bucks, and I think it's the hallmark of any championship team, is when your back is against the wall, you find a way to respond. Think about it. They were down 6 to start the fourth quarter in game 4. They got down to 9. Their deficit was 9 at one point in the fourth quarter. They found a way to bounce back in Phoenix's building.
Yeah.
And then in game 5, They withstood a monster charge from the Suns to start that game and found a way to come back. Conversely, the Suns have not found a way to keep the momentum and put the Bucks away in the last couple of games, and the Bucks have shown the spine of a champion the last 5 quarters.
You were talking, I think, in game 3. You thought they were 4. It was, yes, after the Bucks won. You said to me, this is where we had that discussion, Bucks are going to get boat raced tonight.
I thought in game 4.
Yes.
After the game 3, I thought that the Suns were going to bounce back after that loss and win that game. And then I thought that they would actually win the title in 5 in the game back in Phoenix.
I'm not trying to make you look like an idiot. The point is like in the NBA, things can turn quickly.
Of course.
It can turn quickly.
Was there any thought in your mind that Chris Paul would play the way he did in game 4 of that series?
No way.
Not a chance.
No.
They turned it over 17 times in that game.
And I thought he was going to be great in game 5. I thought he was really going to find his validation and find a way for that team to win. And they dug that big hole and they had the huge rally. But still, I mean, I am not going to discredit, though, Chris Paul. There's a lot of people now all of a sudden, oh, Chris Paul's overrated again. We're back there? Wait a minute. We talked the whole year that the reason why the Suns took this huge jump from the success in the bubble to being an NBA Finals team because Chris Paul, his leadership and his ability on the court.
He's had a great career. He's a Hall of Famer, but ultimately in the here and now, they evaluate on how you play in the biggest stage under the brightest lights. And unfortunately, again, remember, in game 4, the Suns are the first team in NBA history to shoot 50% from the field and lose to a team that shot 40% from the field.
So do you think that the Suns can come back and surprise people tonight?
Listen, I've been way off on how I have interpreted what is going to happen in this series. I wouldn't be shocked by anything. If I had to put my money down, I would play the Bucks on the money line. But that's a bad bet because I think it's 2-1.
Yeah.
So I would keep my money in my pocket. But
so that
I think
means I'm playing the Suns tonight.
There you go. So I would definitely fade me right now. You know how gambling goes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't lose and other times you can't win.
Are you as excited as we are for this game? I am so juiced for tonight's game. And I know we have this huge rivalry with Wisconsin. We hate the Packers. I don't hate the Bucks. Like, I really dislike the Brewers, and then I hate the Packers. I think it's a cool scene. I think the 60,000 people outside, and we want to talk to Ben Brust, our teammate, and he played for a Final Four team that got a lot of love in the state of Wisconsin. He's going to be on the air if the Bucks win tonight and clinch. I want to get his thought on what it's been like in Milwaukee. And could we ever pull off, like, he's from here. Could we ever pull off a Deer District? Where would that location be?
I just love the fact that you've become a Bucks and a White Sox fan. I think that's refreshing for me.
No, don't shape it that way. I'm kind of rooting for the Suns so I could see a game 7. I want this to last as long as possible. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We'll talk to Ben Brust next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Stick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
Oh, my is right. As I look on Twitch, it really pisses me off. This camera is like a double chin camera. It just is.
It's the camera.
Well, yeah. It's not. No, I have a double chin, maybe even 3, but the angle just accentuates it even more. It just is because It's coming over my left shoulder, so it's right at my big fat chin, my big fat neck.
I think your veins stand out more than your chin.
You think
I don't,
so?
I don't see a chin.
Oh, no, right here.
Well, yeah. You're 50 years old, bro.
I know.
I mean, everybody's got something like that.
Yeah. Terrible angle. You got a good angle of yourself. You look good on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You do.
Do you have the filter on it? Do you have like one? Did you rub Vaseline on the lens the way that Cybill Shepherd used to on moonlighting?
Yeah.
Do you put pantyhose over the camera lens?
No pantyhose.
I mean, it gave me a little bit of a soft look.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it. I know our marketing team has been experimenting with different camera angles. I would encourage them to continue to experiment.
I would encourage
I don't like this one to drop back
and punt.
As
on the
far
thought.
As what? Just like,
it is what it is.
It is what it
is. Yeah. Like somebody put out a fire on my face with a fork. I get it. That's the way it is.
You can't tell from this angle because you're far away.
I can tell when I look in the mirror every day, and that's what's most important. I don't give a rat's ass what people on Twitch can see. I'm the one that has to wake up and look at this mug.
Yeah, but you're still, you're a handsome guy, despite all of that. You're ruggedly handsome. You got good hair.
I just hurt myself.
You got good hair. You're a great athlete.
Yeah,
you got an affable personality. You got a lot going for yourself besides your, besides like a fork stabbing yourself in the face when you were younger, putting out a fire.
Except for all those pockmarks on your face. Not bad.
It looks like the moon. I thought it was Jeff Bezos for a second with my new telescope.
No, he didn't go high enough to get to the moon. He was just rolling around like a hot air balloon.
Not a big enough space ranger for Black. That's my favorite thing.
See, I don't think that that's, like, I don't get that.
By
like,
way,
the dude
Chris,
was there for 10 minutes. They didn't
Chris,
even go to space,
you know
though,
what
so
they
went
though?
Really close to space.
You know what
space.
They did, though? That they considered them astronauts because of the how high they got up for that short period of time.
I mean,
they
participation trophies
for
all,
for
right? Congratulations. Anyone can be a damn astronaut.
I'm
just have
you.
Some cash in your pocket.
I want real astronauts. You're like the Singletary of the astronauts.
By the way, I think we're the
I want winners.
Back in my days, space was a real thing.
Today is like the
people
50...
would walk on planets and moons and whatnot.
Speaking of that, today's the anniversary.
Oh, I know.
Neil
Cap
Armstrong
was screaming and yelling about that, too. Not
Abdallah's
only were you in the crosshairs,
Abdallah's at home right now denying all of that.
That's a bit for you guys, and you know that.
A bit for us or him?
Yes. He doesn't really believe that. That's
I
a
hope
bit
so.
For you guys.
I don't. Oh,
why
he's,
did you, why
he's
did you
just
let,
doing a
why
bit
did,
for
why
us.
Why did you let us in on the bit? The bit was going quite well. And then
you
like,
actually
you
think that he
the,
actually thinks that it was all shot in a Hollywood backlot?
For the show, yes. Just
yeah,
for the
for
show.
For the show.
Right.
For
I don't
this
know if
show.
He's being
yes.
serious.
Well, either way, it's, if it's a bit, why'd you pull a curtain back?
That's why I do.
It's a bad bit, right?
Dude, what do you mean? You're a curtain puller back.
Yes, well, okay.
Is there anything sacred? Like,
no.
Are all of our bits going to be exposed by you?
No.
Just this one?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got to do Space Ranger or not a Space Ranger with Black, where we go through people who have explored space.
Buzz Aldrin.
Space
Buzz
Ranger.
Buzz Aldrin, OG, man. Well, what do you guys do? Like, what, like I don't understand. Like,
Richard
what,
Branson.
Who are the other options of phonies who go flying past space but don't actually go to space? There's two dudes.
I don't even think like...
And it all happened in the last week.
Just to be considered in space, you have to get up. How high were they? They were like 55 miles above the Earth's atmosphere, I think is what it was.
Something like that.
The dude that is a space ranger is the guy that jumped. Remember him?
Yeah, right. We were talking about the Red Bull jump, right?
62 miles above the Earth's surface for 10 minutes.
So that isn't considered space, or it is?
I don't know. I don't.
You really you're setting our achievements as a planet that low that you're giving the nod to Bezos and his little rocket ship that he got to space for 10 minutes?
Because it's just an average guy. That's the point of this, isn't it?
That he's the richest
you don't
man on the planet.
Right,
he's
but
not
you
an average guy.
Not an average guy, but it's not a guy with he's not an astronaut in training. They're trying to make space travel more for the average human being
this
in the
is,
future, and this is the
this
start
is the
of it,
crawl
right?
before you have to walk, before you have to run.
Right, like we talked about the Wright brothers. How long did they fly for? They weren't 30,000.
They were in the air for like 30 seconds.
That's
I
what
think.
I'm saying. Yeah.
Look, I don't think they... Not a space ranger yet, but a space ranger in training. How about that?
Okay.
Can we agree with that? Is that fair? Space ranger in training.
sure.
What did he do besides sit there?
Yeah, if he takes it to all the next level.
Well, what he did was he financed something that has not been done before.
Rocket, huh?
No.
Was he maneuvering?
Was he doing flight maneuvers?
Well, he's not a fighter pilot.
Was he punching in code to make sure they came back?
I'm thinking. Brink of space passenger.
I don't want to go to space ever.
I don't know. Again.
Ever.
Back in my day, space was a sacred thing where people were achieving items, and going up and doing and accomplishing tasks. This clown, Bezos.
and clown, I love Amazon. Is he a hated? Yeah. Is he a hated guy? Because I mean, look, he's opened up a whole new world for us. Do you ever read stories
about people that work in those Amazon warehouses?
I haven't. I know now. People are going to say selfies. What about the Nike stuff? I mean, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying, can you not like
those
stuff?
Conversations can be had on a lot of fronts. You're right about that. I didn't think we were going there. I thought we were going to laugh about Space Ranger or not Space Ranger.
I just thought that there was more to this achievement.
I think Space Ranger or not Space Ranger is cool.
All right. There's a bunch of wannabe Bond villains who just continue to fly by space. Congratulations, bro.
Look, I don't want to go to space. I'm never going to spend a couple $100,000 that I don't have to go to space.
Wouldn't you like the option to be there for all of us in the future? And isn't this the start of that?
No, this isn't
the start of that.
No,
we will not be cohabitating on another planet before I pass.
But
this is not an us problem.
This isn't us problem because he believes that we all need, we're going to have to go somewhere else because we're so stupid as a society that we're screwing things up so poorly here that eventually if we want to continue humanity,
we're going to have to live on
the moon or somewhere
else. You're assuming there's a new society up there? So we're taking the same stupid people you just called out on this planet to go up there. We're just going to be stupid,
putting them on a rocket ship,
transporting stupid
might to some well other place stupid to here. F up. Based on your analogy there. and I don't know, it takes 6 months to get to Mars. 6 months.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Hey, Sylvie, did you know that I actually played for the Chicago Bears because I drove by Soldier Field earlier
today?
See,
that's not a good comp. That is not a comp.
Hey, he flew by space.
I think if you were Rudy, what he did today was Rudy Rudiger. That's the comp. He was a guy who he's exploring the possibility of being a space ranger, and he got a call in for one play.
Not yet. It was a very expensive call in.
He
spent probably $1 billion of his own dollars to create the Space Ranger program.
Just the. I love this. All right, we'll do Would You Rather next?
I think this is a better conversation. I really like it. Space Ranger or not, I think it's a good game.
Space Ranger or not a Space Ranger. Is anyone else not impressed? And what would you name your rocket? That's what I want to know, too. Name your rocket if you were creating flight. I would love to do that for 11 minutes. You don't want to feel what it's like to be weightless?
We never got your name for your rocket. You asked us. We didn't ask you.
I don't think I have a good one yet. I've been workshopping this thing. I didn't want to just blurt out.
It would
out.
Be Pocket Rocket.
I didn't want to. That's a good right. Yeah. Like Mike Fontenot. I didn't want to just blurt out John Garbage and say, hey, there's a good nickname for a rocket.
You blurted out Scooby-Doo instead. I learned from your mistake.
Yes. Someone said Red Rocket. That's
why?
Crotchet Rocket, right?
That's what we call Garrett Crochet.
The Crotchet Rocket?
Yeah.
312-332-3776. We could open that up, or we can play Would You Rather. Find out
Or
next.
We can play Space Ranger or not.